Bëri shajna. Bëri shajna kol mishë, jërëjtë se litroj me sa mizbeach tërim. Anyone that wants to be tërim, could be tërim, no më shumë sa deshën. Anyone that wanted, that was the original rule. Anyone that wanted to be tërim të mizdeshën, could be tërim të mizdeshën. Vëzban shahin mirubim, when they were mirubim, there were many kohanim. Vëoil, vëoil, mëkavesh kol akoidim, sa khaber ba arba amoy zocha. Okay? They would basically be a race, a foot race. The imhayu shneim sham. Let's say they were equal. They both arrived at the very, very top. Hamimuna oimelachem. The Munu would say to them, "Hitzbiu, put out fingers, and we're going to make a girl." Amahin moitzian achas oishtayim. Words. So the word hitzbiu. What does the word hitzbiu mean? The word put up your volume, please. Microphone, please. Vizman shayu moitzian. What's the translation of the word hitzbiu? Hitzbiu, put out your fingers for a pious. Umahein moitzin, they will put either achas or shtayim. The ein moitzin agudel b'mikdash. You don't put out a thumb. You don't go thumbs up. You hear? You don't do this. This is like. This is Facebook. Hermes, there's no social media. There is no social media in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't put thumbs up. This is a social media thing. There's no Wi-Fi. The ain might see Nagul, but Migdash, Maisa Shah Yushlem, the Sham, they were both running, Verotzen, Sham, Verotzen, the Oil and the Kevish, the Dacha, Mehenes, Haveroi. One fellow pushed the other guy off. The Nafal, he fell, the Nishpura Ragloi, and he broke his foot. The Kevan Sherau, Bestin, Sherboni de Sakana, when they saw that it's getting bad, his skin is Shaloyu, Toybim, and his Mizbech, Elba Pius. So no more Pius, Elba Pius, no more foot races. Again, there used to be. They have a foot race. Whoever wins the foot race does it. What happens if there's a tie? Then they made a pious. Then they saw they were there was a lot of fighting going on, so they abolished the foot race. No more foot race at all. Period. Elba pious. Next. And now once it says it's a pious, arba piosos hayosham, there were four piosos, v'zeh pious. This was the first pious. Okay, let's see the Rashis very quickly. A lot of you say this in Rashi. But you shouldn't call me Shavuot a Litrim. Call Koyin Shachayim Meoisa Beis Avroitz a Litrim Hadeshim Shachas Torim. Whoever wants to be to him, Trims Hadeshim can be Torim. Vlahoy Pious. There was no Pious. Vuzman Shem Rubim Haboim Litrim. Zoimer Ani Torim. Zoimer Ani Torim. Zohayim Mishpatoi. So it seems like they would allow. It's an amazing Rashi. It seems like originally the rule was they would allow the Koyhanim amongst themselves to decide which one is eligible to go. Isn't it amazing? There was a certain protocol among themselves. Then when they saw that they could not settle it amongst themselves, there was already was quarreling, then Ratzin v'oil makeh v'shehu shloishem u'shtayim arich, 32 amos, but it's also going uphill. Okay, it's not your ordinary, you know, a treadmill. You have a treadmill at home, Shlomi? Shlomi, you have a treadmill?
No.
You stroll me? I hear you. A treadmill, you also part of the tchokachim, you go and you put on an angle. An expensive treadmill, you press some buttons and it goes on an angle up. And that makes it much harder to run. So
incline.
So therefore, 30 was 32 amos long, which is about 64 feet. And it's also on a very steep incline. They would run up the ramp. So whoever got to the top within 4 amos. In other words, the race ended 4 amos before you come to the top. I guess because if you go all the way to the very, very top, you would run into the fire. If you'd race to the very, very top, you'd jump into the fire. If they both ended up equal, then no one wins. Then everyone, not only these two people, that's a tremendous chiddush. You see what's going on over here? You would think that since only these two people, they were doing the foot race, it was going to be between these two people. Once these two people, they arrive at the top of the Mizbech at the same moment, then every single person, all of the Kehanim, are all going to participate in this, in the Goyrol. Umar HaGoyrol, Kamimune al HaPayosos, Oymer, Lekulam, the one that's in charge of the Payosos, says to everyone, Hitzbiu, Hoitziu, Etzboi Seichem, put out your fingers. Kol Echad, Yirtze, Yire, Etzboi, each one shows a finger. They would stand in a circle together. He takes off the hat of one of them. And that's where he begins to count. Masrel mimenu pios masrel limonos. Umoitzi kolecha viachel etzboim liminyin, vahamune oimer kol shaminyin kola boy hu zoiche. So he says an arbitrary number. He says 36, 84, 22, 19, and he begins to count. And some kohanim have one finger, some have two fingers. So the one that has one finger, the one that has one finger, whatever, you go in a circle. Umoitzi mipiv minyin minyin, oimei or shishim har, oishishim har beyoisim mishohayu shama kohanim masr limnois. Mizesh not al meroisha, from the one that took off the hat, meroisha yahamitz nefes. V'soyve v'hoylech umoyne, he goes in a circle, v'choyze chalilo, he goes, keeps going in a circle, at soyf ha-minyin, v'mi, sh'ha-minyin kola, boy, hu ha-zoycha, the one, the minyin stops, is the one that wins, v'chein l'chol ha-payoses. Now there are a few things over here, which number one, is that, why would you put out only one finger? Why would you put out one finger? If you put out two fingers, you have more of a chance. Shlomi, hear my question? Why would a fellow put out only one finger? If a person puts out two fingers, he has more of a chance. So that chof days, we're doing the rashi.
Chof days,
chof is enough. The one that it stops.
I'm sorry, which staff?
That chof days omid aleph.
Thank you.
The one that it stops, he's going in a circle. You hear? He's going around in a circle. He takes off the hat. They're all sitting in a circle. He takes off the hat of one of them.
Which line did you learn?
I'm in the Rashi. The Rashi is all the way down in the middle of Achas Oshtayim. It's like in the Rashi's in the Rashi. In Rashi, it's about halfway down, a little bit more than halfway down in the Rashi's of the Mishnah. Look at the Rashi's of the Mishnah.
Oh, of the Mishnah?
Only the Mishnah.
Achas Oshtayim, Gemara, yeah.
Mr. Shlomi.
You just started the Mishnah? No.
Yeah, we just started the Mishnah right now. Right now, about 5 minutes ago. We started 5 minutes late. So the tremendous chiddush is that the koyein is that why would a person only want to put out one finger? If you put out two fingers, what's the procedure? All of the koyhanim are standing in a circle. The memuneh, the one in charge, he takes off the hat of one of them. He decides whoever he wants. He pulls off his hat. The one upon whom he takes off the hat, he's now bareheaded. That's a chiddush. How could you be bareheaded in the Beis HaMikdash? How could a person walk out without a covering over your head in the holiest place in the world?
Maybe he had another hat.
Yitu, it's not mistaken because that'd be Yitu Begodim. Another hat, it would be Baltoisif.
You're referring to the Kahanim?
Yes.
You think there was nothing under the Kaveh?
Mistamanat. I would assume that.
Where does it say that?
How could it be? They only have four Begodim. If you wear more than more Begodim, that's Baltoisif. You know, that's not the Avodah. You only got to wear four Begodim. No, Mestama, there's no Yarmulke. This is your Yarmulke. The hat is your Yarmulke. You know, there are many people, many Gedolim, not in this generation, they would take off their Yarmulke when they put on their hat. You know that? I don't know why they did that.
Gedolim? I know Lamy. I don't know about Gedolim.
They take off their Yarmulke before they put on their hat.
That probably
why?
By the German Gedolim.
Why? Okay, why? I don't know why.
Like Rob Breuer.
For some reason,
that.
They take off their Yarmulke. You only need to wear one covering. You don't need to wear more than one covering. Maybe it's because the Gemara said if you wear two hats, Kashal Shikha.
No,
there's
just
such a
the opposite.
What?
Just the opposite. There's an Indian.
Two garments.
To wear two hats when you make a bracha. I don't know where the Makar is. I don't know where the Makar
is. Okay, I don't know. I heard maybe the opposite. I heard is that there's an Indian thing that you're not supposed to wear two garments. If you wear two garments, one top of the other, for no reason, then I don't know if what I'm saying is true. So maybe that's why they were makbid, never to wear two hats. I don't know. I really don't know what I'm saying. Whatever the case is, it's very not mistaver that the Kohanim wore another hat under another covering of their head. Oh, an addition.
Anyway, so how did it go?
So he took off. They stood in a circle. They all stood around in a circle, and the Mamune took off the hat of one of them, and then that the one they took off the hat was the one from whom he would start. He would then tell the Kohanim, raise up your fingers.
That's when that accident happened. That
was not the accident. That was part of the process. We went through the whole thing already. We have to go revise. We'll come back. We'll come back to that part in a moment. Let's go get this point first. So the Mamune, he told the people.
It says, "I'm about Natsviu."
Yes, we did that before you came. We went through, we spent 5 minutes on that. We went through. We're in the middle of Rashi. When it comes to this, it comes to that point in a moment. He told the people in the circle. He told them, put out your fingers. Some of them put out one finger. Some put out two fingers. Then the Mamuna went and he said he just made up a number, 100, 60, 80, 54, 18, three times high, 72, whatever he said. And then he goes to the person that he took off the hat and he counts the fingers. They go in a circle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the siman of where he's going to start. They're all standing in a circle.
Okay. And they can put out as many fingers as they want?
No, only one or two. Only one or two. So my first question to you was, how could they take off the hat in the Beis HaMikdash? L'choyer, they're in the Azara. They're in the holiest place.
The one who was counting, he took off the hat?
The one that's in charge.
I got it.
There's a person that's in charge.
I got it.
The leader, he goes and takes off the hat of one of the Kohanim. So my first question to you is, how could you do this?
Where is he going to be starting?
It's in a holy place. How could you go with Gilui Roish in a holy place? Number two, why would a Kohen only want to put out one finger? If you put out two fingers, if you have an option of putting out two fingers and putting out one finger, you'll have a double chance of being selected. Because if the coin comes around and you're within range, so you'll have two chances to be the person. You're not going to lose out by putting out two fingers. Why would you only want to put out one finger? If the number happens to end with you, you'll have a double chance of being selected. So why would a Kohen want to put out only one finger instead of putting out two fingers? There must be over here, Dvarim Ha'imdim Beruma Shalaylam. And I think what it means is that a Kohen wants to feel that he was selected by Hashem. If you're putting out two fingers, it's more of a... let me take it into my power. It's like you buy a lottery ticket. It's a very interesting thing. You buy a lottery ticket. How many lottery tickets do you buy? Two or one? Shlomi, when you buy a lottery ticket, do you buy two tickets or one ticket?
Never bought a lottery ticket.
I only bought a lottery ticket maybe three times in my whole life. Why? I don't even know why I did it then. Okay, you buy a lottery ticket of Shlomzev?
No, it's a waste of time. Baltashkes.
Baltashkes, says in the Bible. But let's say you would buy a lottery ticket. Let's say, Luyitz, you would buy a lottery ticket.
A lottery ticket is called a pious.
How many lottery tickets would you buy? Would you buy one ticket or two tickets? So you'll hear
it's
from
double the money over there. It's different. What do you mean double? You're investing more in order to get more.
What do you mean investing more?
Me one and two fingers. There's no reason why he shouldn't put out two fingers. He doesn't lose. In your example, he's paying twice his money for a double.
So he's another chance. You want the statistics. If you buy two tickets, the statistics of winning are going to be higher for you. It's all matter. So why? So Terry says, well, a lot of Gedolim will tell you, if you're going to buy a lottery ticket, only buy one ticket. The chance of winning is one, let's say it's one in a million. So you want to go buy two lottery tickets? So it's two in a million. You really think that's called a shtadlus? When you're ready in the madrega of one in a million to now go buy a second ticket, that's apikorsis. It's kefira. It has to be, if you're going to win, it's Hashem is selecting you. So now, you want to make sure, so you're going to buy two tickets. Is that Baal Tashkas?
If you make money, you shouldn't even go into the lottery.
No, that's not true. Making money, you should have a job. That's
Pashkas. How is this connected to the top exactly?
Because he's putting out two fingers. Exact, very tight. The pious, the coin over here, the Mamuna says to the Kohanim, they're all standing in a circle. He takes off the hat of one of them. And he tells them, what?
The number of Kohanim that are standing there are more than the...
No, it doesn't. Rashi says it doesn't. We don't know what the number. It could be any number. It could be more. It doesn't matter. It can be more or less. They're all standing in a circle. All the people in the base off. They all want to do the Trumas Hadeshin. So he takes off the hat of one of them, and he says, "Okay, everyone now." And then he says to them, "Okay, everyone now, lift up your fingers. Everyone has a choice. So you can lift up either one finger or two fingers." And then he makes up a number. He makes up a number 300. And then he goes to the one that took off his hat and he begins to count the fingers. And he counts the fingers and he goes around in a circle. And when he gets to number 300, 1, 2, 3, 4, he's counting the fingers. And when he gets to number 300, the one who has a finger stuck out at number 300, whether it's your first finger or your second finger, you win. You're going to do the Trumas Hadeshin. My question to you is, why would a Kohen who wants to participate in the Trumas Hadeshin or any pious would only stick out one finger? If you have an option of putting out one finger or two fingers, so put out two fingers. That way you have more of a chance of winning. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay more money to put out two fingers. Why would you only want to put out one finger? So I want to answer the question. The reason is because a person who puts out one finger, he wants to feel that it's b'hashkocha pratis. If I have an option of putting out two fingers and I deliberately choose to put out one finger because I'm makir, that if it's a pious, Hashem is going to select me. And if Hashem is going to select me, I don't have to go do any hishtadlus to be selected. So it's in the soyon. Here I can go and put out two fingers. I can increase my chances. Or I can be makir Anyway, it's a pious. Anyway, it's b'hashgacha pratis who Hashem, who's going to be selected. If it's b'hashgacha pratis, one finger is more than enough. And my example to you is buy a lottery ticket. If you want to go buy the Powerball, what are the chances? I don't know, one in I don't know how many, 500 million? One in 1,000, 100 million? So what are the chances of you winning? The chance is like lightning, getting struck by lightning. So you're going to go buy two tickets? Two tickets? You're going to waste money on a second ticket? You don't believe that if you will win the lottery after Yeshtalos, you gotta be in it. You gotta be in it to win it, right?
It's not
you
got a good commercial. Let's go right.
It's a gvald commercial. Mishol Zev, he likes the mushel. He gives me the
haskama. No, it's a terrible mushel. I agree with Schleiman.
Oh, chutzpah. Over here, now the only one that's gonna come to my rescue is Rabbi Shaul Lehman. Rabbi Shaul Lehman, you're the machria.
We're spending too much time on this.
You see, he's masking to that. I don't know what's wrong with my analysis. It's a very thing, partial thing. Now, there's another.
You gotta be in it to win it. $1.
I know, but if you put in $3, you have three times the chance. That's all. What do you mean? It's
three times the chance. That's a lack of emunah. The chance of you winning are zero. So you're doing your hashtaglos. So you have to be marked that Hashem is going to select you. If Hashem is going to select you, there's no difference. One in a million or two in a million. It's an assignment to buy two.
So that's the classic. When do you know where you draw the line when it comes to Shtadlis? Parnassah and Shidduchim.
100. One in a million, two in a million.
What's the share?
But don't tell me two in a million over one in a million is called a Shtadlis.
Forget a Shtadlis. It's double the amount of chances.
Listen, if you go and
but
invest.
You're paying for it. Over here, your question is why wouldn't the Kayan put out two? He's
right.
Not paying for it.
Exactly. So by putting out one
choice when they buy a lottery ticket to get one ticket or two tickets at the same price, of course they'll take two tickets. That's your question.
Same price.
Yeah.
No, but let's say you have to pay more for it.
But then it's not the comparison to the Kayan.
Okay, it's close enough. You get the idea. You understand the principle that I'm trying to bring out.
Let's go weiter.
Okay. Now the other thing over here is another very important principle over here is that Boyle makes the mistake and thinks that this that they walked up the ramp. They had a foot race. This was a lechatchila. This already is a bidiyavit. The Rashi is mashma. The base of they come in the morning. The mamuna, it's an amazing idea. The mamuna, he stays away. He minds his own business. Right. The mamuna says, who today is doing the Trumas Adeshen? He sees in front of him 100 koihanim. The goal is there should be so much achdos among the koihanim, amongst themselves.
That's where it's mashma.
Amongst themselves. Today it's his turn.
Right.
And what happens? Oh, strike one. There's already sechsuch. There's already machlokes.
No, the Mepharshim explained there's too many.
No, that's exactly the point. There can be too many. They work it out.
No, look where.
Look at Rashi.
The Gemara says some zman shayim rovin. They go to.
Look, Rashi explains. So we read the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Third line from the top. Zman shayim rovin. Haboim litroim ze oimer ani.
Me.
I'm entitled. Ani toireim. Ze oimer ani toireim. Then and only then, Zehoya Mishpatai. Now we have to go to the foot race.
Right.
So the foot race, the Olam makes a mistake. The Olam thinks the foot race was a lechatchila. No such thing. The foot race already is after there's a machloikas. There's already sinaschina.
But originally, why doesn't the Gemara, the Mishnah, emphasize there was a lot?
No, there is no lottery. The lottery was only the.
No, ending. Not the lottery. A lot of people.
That's Poshet. Barishayna, call me Sharaitza Litraim Esamizbeh Toireim. Whoever wants will be Toireim.
Nay.
So, what you can tell me, only one person showed up? No way. Hundreds of people showed
so
up.
So, why
in the
does
morning.
The Mish have to say afterwards? It's a man, shame a Roman. Of course, it was a lot. Mirub
means
off.
They're selfish. When they're Mirub and everyone doesn't want to give in to the other one.
That's the
Pshat. That's what Rashi says. They're selfish. There are 100 people there. So, the Mamune, this is the Mamune, he stands back. And he says,
Reuben, there's more men that they don't want to give up.
I need.
They want it for themselves.
Yeah, selfishness. Mm. Bisman, they started, the ideal is you have 100 people there and the Mamunis says, you know what, I'm not getting involved here. I'm not getting, you do, amongst yourselves, you should come to an agreement who deserves to do the Trumas Adeshen.
Yeah.
No fighting here. And he's entitled. He's the most chasha person. Rabbi Shaul Zev, is entitled. He should do it. You're not a coin though. You don't have to be a coin. You have to be a coin.
But
he
says Bechor will be Kohanim. Yeah.
So okay. So he's entitled. What happens if the Kohanim are selfish? Ze oimer ani. Ve ze oimer ani. Right? Right. Oh, we got a problem. We got a problem. So the selfish people, so they go, they have a foot race. If one wins, gewaldig, over. If they tie, then what happens is the mud nizach over here. If they tie, then the pious goes back to everyone.
And explain, how did you do it? It's a round?
Round circle.
And everybody puts out the finger, and he starts with, when he starts
a number, he says a finger, number.
And that person, where he's going to be starting, he removes his hat?
No, the memune on his own selects the person. That's what it says.
Who removes their hat?
The memune. Only one hat is removed. The memune. The memune, the person in charge.
But not himself, he removes the hat.
The memune goes over to one fellow, takes off his hat.
And then he starts from him counting?
Yep, starts from counting. And I'm telling you...
Does he say a number before he starts counting?
No, he says, the mission says he makes up the number afterwards. Which is problematic, because if he says the number afterwards, if he's a genius, like the Rogachava could look at a building and can tell you exactly
how
many
books... They say on a real disc when they say that.
Okay. The Rogachava, Sovas Panech. They said he looked at a building, he can tell you in a second how many bricks there are in a building. So if the Mamune, if he goes and everyone is holding up their fingers, he can see in 1 second, less than bricks, he can see in 1 second how many bricks there are, how many fingers there are up, and when he says a number, his mind is working faster than he can imagine. Though he already knows in his mind subconsciously who he wants to be the one to do.
There's an easy way to test someone if he says he can count how many bricks.
How do you test them? Yes, them. What's the number?
No, you remove bricks without him seeing, and then you ask him again. Now, how many bricks are there?
You know someone that can look at a building and tell how many bricks there are?
No, but I'm saying you can show someone to be false, because if you remove a certain amount of bricks and they don't get it right, that means you know that they're wrong.
Okay, fine. Gesunde hate. I don't have these problems. I'm sorry.
Nee. So one second.
You have these problems?
So after he counts, where does he stop?
Wherever the number runs out.
So he has to say the number
when
first.
When the music stops, we are out. What?
What's that? He starts counting? I don't understand. If there's 20
doesn't
people.
Doesn't say not one. He counts the number. Doesn't say not one. Doesn't say Hoshiya Samecha. They all stand around. They hold up a finger. He says 136.
You can put one or two fingers.
136.
When does he do that? Before counting the fingers?
Before counting the fingers.
That's what I just said before.
Said
no afterwards.
Before counting the fingers. 136. And he then begins to count the fingers. And when you get to number 136, you're the guy. You're the guy. Vite. Okay.
But he removes the hat where he's starting to count.
Yes.
Okay. From starting
to the hat already.
He removes the hat. I think the reason why he removes his hat is to mevaze him. He's the Baal Machlokes. The guy.
Who says that?
That has to, because he mevaze. You take off someone's hat, your head covering. That's the worst.
Only he's being mevaze.
You're saying that he's not a Yerush Shemayim. I think someone's hat off.
Okay.
Achas or Shlomi Gemara Parach Lo one or two.
What
are you saying now? Rashi. No thumbs up. This is not Facebook. You hear? No thumbs up. No thumbs up in the Mikdash. Why no thumbs up? Because of the Ramoyim, the cheaters. People in the circle, they're going to play games. They're going to see the number. They're going to make calculations. This Elisha people. And they're going to see that if I only had two fingers up, I'll be the winner. So they're going to stick up the finger. Oh, maybe that's the reason why I only put up one finger. Gewaldik. No, it doesn't make sense.
What's the reason you don't put up your giddle, your thumb?
I was right. So he said, "V'amuna lo yavin l'fi why sha'adam yochel leharchik agudel mino etzba." You can separate the gudel mino etzba harbe v'nir ke'etzba ois beis b'nei adam. It could look like the finger of two different people. You're able to go like this. If you spread out the thumb from the finger, so it looks like you're two different people.
Nee.
And the memune is going to count it. The memune, you know, he put out three. What he's going to do is...
Four, maybe.
No, the person only had two fingers. But he put out the thumb also. So now he'll be able to count it as three. And the moon is not going to realize that it's the same guy. You only got to put out...
We could put out any finger.
No, that's what he says, because it has to be a... We're missing some of the pieces over here how this happened. But it seems that is that they all put their fingers together. No, they're in a circle. They put in the center, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
How would you...
I don't know.
How would he think it's two people?
because then you can separate the thumb far from the other fingers. The other fingers, you can't separate them so far. The thumb you can separate far. So you'll trick the mamuna. You'll put out three fingers, and the mamuna is going to be tricked in thinking that you only put out two fingers because the two are very far, because he's going to think that your thumb is from a different person. It's not from the same person.
How could he think he's...
I don't know. You're asking a good question.
Let's go.
You're asking a good question. I don't know. But that's the way we
I don't know.
Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Okay, now we're not going to do the Rashi anymore. We're going to do the Gemara real quick because we're out of time. Just the Gemara now. Why does the Gemara tell the story? They thought no one wants to come in the middle of the night. It's too cold to get up early. Who's going to want to come? So there was never an issue.
You mean the Turmas of
Dashan? Correct. It was Avodas Lailahi, Loi Chashiv Luhu. It was not Choshev. V'loi Asu, no one's coming. No one's coming to do the Avodah. Kev and the Chaz, the Ka'asu, was Choshev, Asu, they Sakana, Takin, Le Payasa, they were Masakin, the Payas.
Why did they come to the Sakana? Because someone broke.
That's late. Then there were too many people. They got into a fight.
So what do you mean late that Sakana? How did it come to us Sakana?
They pushed each other off the Mizbeach.
Oh, that's what I just said now. Yeah.
They're going up in the foot race. They shoved the guy off the Mizbeach. Fell down.
Nine amas
is 18 feet. Skila. Fekhtimu v'harei evarim, harei evarim ufudodim, the avodas lailahi, v'takinu l'rabbanan paisa'a, but they also bring up the limbs to the Mizbeach, burning the limbs. There were koihanim that were stationed on the top of the Mizbeach, and they would burn the imum the entire night, and they made a pious. People wanted to do this very much. The Gemara is not a kasha.
So what's the kasha?
So therefore, it's the middle of the night. You're telling them they thought that the Trumas Hadesh no one wants to come in the middle of the night, but the people want to do the other thing. The Gemara says, Soif avoided the imam, he know. Even though it was the middle of the night, you had to be on duty the entire night to go and burn the imurim, but that's considered to be an avoidah at the end of the day. You're being mashlim, you're finishing off the avoidah of the day.
And therefore?
So therefore, it's chashuv because it's shayach to the day. It's the end of the day.
But it's at night.
So what? But as we said, since the burning of the imurim at night is done to finish off the avoid of the day, that's the chashivas of the day.
What was the problem at night? Nobody's going to want
to
do it.
Because you want to go to sleep. You're tired.
But here people are going to... They look the other way because this is a part of the avoided. This is like the conclusion.
Right. Fact the Gemara, Hai Nami, Techilas Avoidi Mamihi. So what's the kasha? The same way that burning the Imurim and the Pedarim is an avoid of the night, of the day, so too the Trumas Hadesh is also an avoid of the day. It's the beginning of the day. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kiddush Yodav L'Trumas Hadeshen. A person is Mekadesh Yodav L'Trumas Hadeshen. L'Machar Ein Tzorach L'Kaddish. I'll prove to you in Halach. It's a brisk of art. It's a brisk of Gemara. The proof, even though Trumas Hadeshen is done in the middle of the night, it's considered to be a day avoida, is because you don't have to re-sanctify your hands. If it was really considered to be a night avoida, you would be required to re-sanctify your hands after Alois HaShachar. The fact that you do not need to do so indicates that it's really a day avoida. Shekvar kiddush mitchilas al avoida. The Gemara is aim al answer. Shekvar kiddush mitchilas al aimer. No. Shekvar kiddush mitchila la avoida. No. Be'etzem, I'll tell you, it's a night avoida. And the raya is, the reason why is because it has nothing to do with day and night. You had a misunderstanding and thinking that the reason why you do not need to re-sanctify your hands is because it's the day. No, not true. It's the night. The point is, there's no Hesach Hadas. It's not a matter of that if you do that, it's not a din.
But he's going to sleep afterwards.
The Gemara is saying he's not going to sleep. In a situation where he's not going to sleep. The Gemara not having the thought that the Kiddush Yodayim is an avoida of the day. And if you go and you pass from one day to the next day, you have no choice but to re-sanctify your hands.
Even though you're still wide awake, even though you didn't go to sleep.
Right.
You
and, therefore really that, and therefore that halacha would then be that you should be required then if you go from night to day to rewash your hands. And the fact that you do not need to rewash your hands indicates that it's a day avoida.
Right.
The Gemara is saying that's a toss. the din of Kiddush Yudayim Veraglayim has nothing to do with the day and the night. Kiddush Yudayim Veraglayim has to do with Hesach Hadas.
Right.
You can go, if you can go stay there for 10 days straight, you don't have to wash your hands again. So Nachman, what was it? The high name is the Amar B'Yochanan Kiddush Yudayim Veraglayim Zadesh L'machar. The key word here is L'machar. L'machar means the next day. L'machar ein tzarech l'kadesh shekvar kiddush mitchilas avoida. So the fact that it says here the word l'machar indicates that it's a din in the day. It's a din in the day. This is talking about the machar ein tzarech l'kadesh shekvar kiddush mitchilas avoida
by night.
So the fact that it's, I made a mistake. I didn't say it correctly.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't say it correctly. Dvar m'shamarti, tohos hi biyadi.
No.
Tohos hi biyadi. So l'mochar means, it's the fact that it says l'mochar indicates that it's a different day. The rai is in the word l'mochar. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you mekadish your hands for Chumas Hadeshen
at night,
then l'mochar means the following day, ein tzarch l'kadesh, shekvar kiddesh, mitchlis avoida. So the fact that it says l'machar indicates that when you truma sadeshin is not a day avoida, it's not a day avoida, because the fact that it says l'machar means you're going from one day to the next day. The Gemara says no, it really is a day avoida. Eima shekvar kiddush mitchila. No, Nachman, I'm wrong. The Rai is l'machar ein tzarech l'kadesh shekvar kiddush mitchilas avoida, which that's the Rai. Here we want to bring a raya that we want to bring a raya that the Chumas Hadeshen is a day avoida from the fact that it says shekvar kiddush from the beginning of the avoida. Chumas Hadeshen, we're calling it the beginning of the day avoida. Mitchilas
avoida. Even though it's at night, it's the beginning.
Right. The Gemara says it's a mistake in the Girsa. Ema, don't say mitchilas avoida, er lamed. Ema, shekvar kiddush mitchila le avoida. You are mekadesh already at night for an avoida, and being that there was no hesach hadas, the kiddush you did at night is going to extend into the next day. The Raya here, we wanted to use this Maimer Chazal as a proof that kiddush, that Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of the avoidas hayoim. The way we wanted to prove that it's the beginning of the day is because it says that when you go and you wash your hands and your feet, you don't need to wash your hands and your feet later, because you already were mekadesh mitchilas avoida, the beginning of the avoida. Yeah. Define the word avoida. Avoida means the tamish al shachar. It refers to the avoidas hayoim. And now that it says mitchilas avoida, the Chumas Hadeshen is the beginning of the daily avoida.
Right.
The Gemara says there's a mistake in the Girsa. Don't be goris mitchilas avoida. It's shekvar kiddush mitchila le avoida. You are mekadesh your yodayim v'raglayim in the middle of the night to do an avoida of the night. What's the avoida of the night? Chumas Hadeshen. And being that there was no hesech hadas between the avoida of the night and the avoida of the day, you don't need to be mekadesh again.
Yeah.
But no, you no longer have a raya once you change the girsa to tchila.
You don't have a raya.
You don't have a raya.
Why they made a lot.
That it's so back we're starting with. Yeah. You don't have a raya.
Right.
Okay, the Gemara just leaves it hanging. The Gemara doesn't have...
Because it's a night avoida.
Right, so therefore it's a night avoida. So male, that's why...
So the kasha remains
that's why they have a really good end. No, not a kasha. It's answered. We go back to what we started with. How come in the very beginning, we had a question, why is it in the very beginning they did not institute a pious for Chumas Hadeshen, but they did institute a pious for the burning of the Emurim on the Mizbeach?
Right.
Why? So the Gemara says, because it's not choshev in the eyes of people. They thought that Chumas Hadeshen would not be choshev in the eyes of the Kohanim. They wouldn't bother to come. Why not? Because Chumas Hadeshen is a night avoida. Oh, frak the Gemara, but the burning of the Emurim and the Fedarim is also a night avoida. And the Gemara says, no, that's not called a night avoida. That's the Soif Hayoim. Burning the Emurim.
And therefore
it's choshev in the eyes of people.
And therefore, you don't have
don't mind staying up late, but they mind getting up.
That's not what the Gemara says. You're saying a very good var. That's not necessarily true. Some yekas they don't like that. Some say pufakar. That's the Gemara doesn't say that answer because that's not necessarily true. Some people they like to stay up. They like to go to sleep early and wake up early. That's why the Gemara didn't give an answer. The point over here is again we have a kasha. The kasha is why is the night avoida choshev and the morning avoida not choshev? Shumas hadeshen is not choshev. But the burning of the Emurim is Chashev. Why? They're done at the same time.
But how do you know this is Chashev, this is not Chashev?
That's the Gemara's question. Because pious, they made a pious for the burning of the Emurim and did not make a pious.
Chashev it was.
They only made a pious for things that were Chashev.
Yeah, I understand.
Because everyone wants to do something that's Chashev.
So the Gemara answers.
Because even though they're both being done in the middle of the night, burning the Emurim in the eyes of man is Chashev because it's the end of the day.
Right.
You're taking carbonos that were offered by day,
yeah,
and you're finishing them off. So what you're doing in the middle of the night?
But then you need to have a lot because
yeah, that's right. They did have exactly. They did have a pious
and the trumas
hadeshen. They did not have originally.
Because it was middle of the night.
Because it's purely a night of
afterwards.
Vital.
Okay.
Yeah. Some say make have to go quick. Now we come to Shlomi Rabinowitz's answer. Shlomi Rabinowitz was mechaven to the Gemara.
I wasn't mechaven, I read the notes.
The second answer. The Gemara notes. This is the Gemara, Beferish Gemara. The Gemara is saying there are different types of things. The Gemara is saying on average, people have a much easier time staying up late at night than they have going to sleep. Some say, people are tired. They're not going to wake up in the morning. They're not going to come. Okay?
The second terrorist is
that people don't want to wake up in the morning. People don't wake up in the morning. People have a hard time waking up. Mamela, that's why they thought there's no problem. Everyone's going to sleep late. Then they saw... Baruch Hashem, this person over here, he's up every morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. Rabbi Sholim, you know that even earlier sometimes.
Not exactly.
Unbelievable.
But that's interesting. Derech B'nei Melachim. So we're B'nei Melachim.
What in Derech B'nei Melachim?
You say it's hard to wake up in the morning. The reality is that's why you could say Kriya Shema
until 3 hours, till 10 o'clock.
Exactly.
We can sheet that it's not says on Kriya Shema every single day. B'li Yoytz Ben Haklal is 10 o'clock. He has a shita. I love that shita.
Who says this?
The Sha'adim Mitzion Mahalachi cites a shita through shita. I don't know, achrayim, a legitimate shita that soiv zman kriya shma. Yes, correct. Right, Brown.
Rabbi Brown.
Soiv zman kriya shma.
He's a Talmud of Mitzvah Lazar.
Soiv zman kriya shma every single day. Forget about all these charts and shul Mogen Avram and the Mogen Avram and the Grah. Every single day, it's set, etched in stone, 10 o'clock.
You saw this inside.
Yes. Yes, Hilchas Kriya Shema.
Who is he?
I don't remember. He quotes someone. Like 10 o'clock every single day.
We don't have his sefer, do we?
Do we have it here? We probably do. Maybe. 10 o'clock every single day. You don't have to look at the Gra and the Magen Avraham. Don't tell this to anyone. Not going to like this. Oh, what about burning the Emurim? You get tired. Shlomi, you ever get tired at night? You ever fall asleep in the middle of the daf? Ever happened to you? Forcing Mildaf. The Adik Oyna Shaina, Vitikin Lerabon and Paisa, the Gemara says, Shiny, this is exactly what you said. Shiny Migna Mimakim. Status quo. It's much easier to remain awake when you're already awake than it is to go from a state of deep sleep, REM, rapid eye movement, to being awakened into this world. It's a shocking experience.
Oh, because when they burn, they remained later at night.
Right, they're
already awake.
Night. Exactly.
Here you have to wake up.
Exactly. Shiny migna to go to sleep. Me make them. They're waking up. V'takanta lahach gisa. V'takanta lahach gisa. V'takanta lahach gisa.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. V'takanta. It'll see Rashi. I don't know what it means. The Rashi says v'takanta lahach gisa. Kushi, it's a kasha. V'chibibnei takolo she'era niska l'payis. V'chibibnei the Gemara. You're lazy. Yeah, they're lazy people. They don't want to wake up in the morning. So because they don't want to wake up in the morning, v'takanta lahach gisa,
are you saying that they made the takana because of the race? They didn't do that because of that. They made it for another reason.
Wait. It's a kasha, not on getting up, going on the race. Okay, fine. It's a new kasha. Going on the race. that they made the pious right. when so they made what was
to
the
fix takar? The race problem.
To fix the race problem. The race car, you pull out the race car. Fatakanto lahach gisa Hawaii? Takanto lahai gisa Hawaii. The Gemara is in Akasha. It's a new piece of Gemara now. We're starting fresh now. What happened? They all came together in the morning. The Mamunis said, people, get your act together. Select amongst yourself a person that's going to be do the Truma Sadesh. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved with you. The ideal thing is they should present someone amongst themselves who they want to do the Truma Sadesh.
Yeah.
In the event that Ani Oimer, Ani, everyone wants. So you take the two top contenders and they have a foot race, right? Let's say the foot race ends in a tie. Then the takon is, if there's a tie, we make a pious.
How wide was the kevesh?
The kevesh was very wide. It was very wide. Only, so it says in the Mishnah, only two.
Mishnah.
Only two, which basically means there may be many 30, people.
And how long was it, 32 amas?
62 amas long. It was 32 amas. It was about 30, a little bit less than 30, because it had the yesoid on both sides. So it was probably about 30. It was 28, 30.
What, 32 what?
Not more than 30 amas wide. Right. Wide. And length was 62 amas, even more, because it was an incline. It was an incline, so it was even more.
What do you mean incline?
It went up on a slope. Okay, so it was about 62 amas up. Within 4 amas, so 58 amas. The race was 58 amas going up 9 amas, a width of 30 amas. Only two people, the top two contenders, would go up the race. Then we made a takanu. If there's a tie, now we go and we make a pious for everyone.
What is this, Olympics?
What? The Olympics? Vaita. Vaita. So let's go Vaita. We have to go Vaita. We have to go Vaita. I don't know. A lot of kashik is.
So what's the kashik?
Let's read. Oh. The one that was Zorcha Mesedeshen, he also arranges the Marocha, the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. He puts on the mizbech the two logs of wood. I'm sorry. Besid Marocha, no, I made a mistake. Besid Marocha is something else.
Two things, yeah.
Besid Marocha, Rashi. What's Besid Marocha? Rashi says, Beshvil Besid Marocha, Beshnei Gizri Yetzim Kedei, Shatarim Hu, HaMesader. I guess they have to arrange big logs of wood, whatever that means. I don't know what it means exactly. They would arrange different fires on the top of the mizbech. They would make arrangements. They would push things to the side. They would clean things up over there. Chveis nisht. And in addition, they would burn every single morning the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. They would two
in
logs.
Other words, you won three. If you won the lottery, you won three things, three prizes.
When you win, you win. When it rains, it falls.
So, of course, everybody was interested.
Exactly. Mish zocha b'tumas adesh and yiske b'sita hamarocha v'shnei gizrei eitzim. Amar
b'ashi. You mean, so you guys, it was a separate avoidah?
Two more avoidahs.
Every day you have to add another.
Not every
two.
Day. Yes, every day you put on the mizbech. The first thing in the morning is the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim,
okay,
two logs
it.
Of wood.
I got it.
Omar. So fair. What's the Morris kasha? So what's the kasha? Rashi. Look at Rashi. Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Shnei Bikios Eitzim Aruchim Kimidas Roichav Hamarocha. V'Nois Nasam Mimal Mal Atzei Hamarocha.
What exactly is Hamarocha?
The arrangement that Hamarocha means the arrangement of fire, the arrangement of wood.
No, it says that according to the width. The measure of the width of Marocha.
Marocha means there was a pile of fire and an arrangement of where they burned the korbanos.
Okay.
Miku yalef lo lekaman ubir lecha hakoyin eitzim ubir al hamare amareches eitzim shnei gizrei eitzim. The hakrab Marocha mishtoi reish the krab hava eish ala er mizbech tukad boy vechol meita shabinyin loshen mareches. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So what's the Gemara's kasha? It was that for what? I'm going back in the Marvel. The Kandla Hakisa Havai, the Kandla Hakisa Havai. The Tanya, Misha Zocha Betumas Adeshan, Yiske Besidio Marocha, Vishne Gizra Eitzim. What's the Morris Kasha? Let me go to the Mefarish. What's it say in the Mefarish? One moment, please. Here it is, the Tanya. ואם כן כבר מתחיל לפני המעשה המוסקר בשנוח יוצריך מלסק את שעשו פייס שעברי קודם, here's the answer. Okay, the more is in Gakasha. You're telling me you'll be in the Hava Mina, Shlom, you didn't tell me the whole pshat. In the Hava Mina, that it was not choshev. The pious, the Chumas Adeshen, being that it's in the middle of the night, and it's a night avoida, is not choshev, so no one was going to come. That was the Gemara's Havamina, right? The Gemara's Takasha. Why was there no pious? Why originally was pious for the Trumas Hadeshen? The Gemara's answer was because it wasn't Choshen. Why was it not Choshen? It was the middle of the night. It was a night Avoida. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? It's the most Choshuva Avoida. Because everyone was chalishing to do the Shnei Gizrei Yitzim. That was very chashuv. Everyone was chalishing to do the Seder HaMarocha. The Seder HaMarocha, to be the one to arrange the fire for the Kabbalists the whole day, and to do the Shnei Gizrei Yitzim, this is gvaldik, this is chashuv. But who gets to do that? The one that does the Chumas HaDeshen. So if you want to be zoich in doing the Avoidus Hayoim of the Seder HaMarocha, and of the Shnei Gizrei Yitzim, you have to be zoiche in the payo. You have to be zoiche in the Trumas Hadeshen because it's a package deal.
Correct.
So therefore, it's very choshev. How can you tell me the Havamina wasn't choshev because it's a night avoida? What are you talking about? It's very choshev because you need this in order to gain access to do the other two avoidas. Right. That's the Gemara's kasha. But I can't tell. Lahachki so havai. It was a takana, they made the pious because it wasn't choshev, and that's why they had to go and this whole thing happened. Takanta lahai lahai kisahavai. In the other direction, it was the hakdama, the haschola of the next two avoids, which are very, very choshev, and everyone wanted to do those avoids. The Tanya, me shazachim shem zadeshan, b'sidim arocha, v'shnei gizro yitzim. So now the Gemara gives the Mordek answer. The Gemara is going to go tell us some Jewish history.
You mean, why originally they didn't make a lot?
What?
Originally, how could people didn't jump over?
Right, they wanted, they needed to go do next. The Gemara is Amar Avashi Shteita Kadosh Halva Meikara Sava Loyoso. They don't want to come. Originally, it was only Trumas Deshen. It was not part of a package. Wow. Originally, it was a one shot. It was a one thing. No one wanted to come. Kev and the Chazit the Kasu. Once they saw they were coming, people really were machshev doing the Trumas Deshen just in and of itself. The All Stamel De Sakana, and they began to push. They had a foot race.
I'm
in the Gemara now. Amar Avashi.
Yeah.
Can we ask our holy Rebbe, Rabbi Sholim, to please put himself on mute? We have a lot of funny noises coming out of that machine. Amar Avashi, shtei takonos savai. There were two takonos. Meikara savar lo yosu kin lo yosu kevin the cause of the takana takinu lo paisa kevin takinu lo paisa lo yosu. Look what happened. People didn't come anymore. That's the new thing. It backfired. You see, it backfired. Because since a pious, I'll never win the pious. Well, do you want to listen? You bought a lottery ticket. Okay, I'm not going to win the pious. So you know what? I quit. So no one came. And then what happened? Amri, Miyema, the Mishra Milan, who is going to win? Hodar. So they say, you know what? It's Kedai to come. Because if you win, you're going to win big. If you win, you're not just going to do the Trumas Hadeshen. You're going to win also. Oh, exactly. Powerball. So they were, you know what it goes to show? They were right. People attack and not machshav the Trumas Hadeshen. That's what it goes to show. They were talking not right. They were right. They're not machshav it. Because if they really were machshav, they would come for the pious, for just the Trumas Hadeshen alone. It goes to show that the Chachamim, when they said something, they knew what they were talking about. Isn't that amazing? Shlemi, they were right. They're talking not machshav. Why did they come early? They couldn't stay up. The ambient ran out on them. Okay, the effects of
What does that mean?
Package deal.
What is the nice?
They'll come. Nice, they will arrive. They will come early, and they'll be participate in the pious.
Oh, I see. So they did three things. If they get to
made a package deal to make it choshev.
Okay.
Next, it was man shem they will. Now we're going back to this one. There were many koyhanim. What happened? And Rashi told us what does it mean? It means the word ani. Okay, a three letter word. Ani of man shem rubim haboim litrim zeimer ani toyrein. That's a very dirty word. Ani toyrim, ani selfishness. When they saw people, they got very selfish. Everyone wanted it for themselves. No one wanted the fargin, someone else to do it. So then they decide, you know what? We have a foot race. I'm not papa. Pshitali. Arba amois the arrow loyrotzin v'oilin bekeves. Loyrotzin v'oilin bekeves.
What is he saying there?
The first four amos, you don't run. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the arba amos karka smuchos asmuchos that are near koydim alois lechaves. Those four amos on the ground. Rashi learns.
Of course
four,
not.
Arba amos karka hasmuchos the koydim before you ascend the ramp. So he says those four amos you don't run. That's not part of the race. The race is only on the ramp itself.
Yeah.
Amar papa pshitali arba amos the arrow. Loyrotzin v'oilin bekeves. They did not. That was not part of the race. The race began only on the ramp itself.
Yeah.
Now the Gemara says, why? Because by keves tanan. Because it says in the Mishnah that the race was only on the ramp, not on the ground.
Yeah.
Because rotzin va'ol makeves tanan on the ramp, not on the ground. Likewise, kamaisa, the first 4 amos of the ramp itself, they did not run. Why? Nami loy. Rotzin, why? Nami loy. Because it says in the Mishnah, rotzin v'oilin ba'keves tanan.
You just said that before. The 4 amos before the ramp.
No. So he's saying again, he's saying make another deek. He's making now another deek. Not only are the 4 amos before the ramp, not part of the race. The first 4 amos on the ramp itself. Rotzin v'oilin ba'keves.
So what is he saying now?
Let's read. The 4 amos before the ramp are not part of the race.
Correct.
Likewise, the first four amos of the ramp are also not part of the race.
Oh, why?
Because it's making a dig. Rotzin, they would run the oilin and they would ascend by keves tanan, the hodar, and then it says in the Mishnah, kol hakoidim es chaveri. Now, what's the dig? The dig over here is that, let's see Rashi, how he's medayik this. Kamay sanami lo arba rishon shaberegel hakeves. No, he doesn't explain why. Let me read you over the parish. What the parish says: Umashma sha'achar sherotzu ba'keves hikdim echor eschaver ba'arba amos v'al karchach shein zeh ba'arba amos harishon. So he's saying over here is that when did they first begin to outpace the other fellow? That's only after they first began to ascend. Again, the words are
after 4 hours.
Rotzin, they would run. The oilin and go up by keves tanan, and then it says
kol hakoidim
es chaver. Now, if you ever see the Olympics, a sprinter when they start, immediately from the very beginning, from the moment they shoot the gun, the moment they begin to run, one of the two people can be quicker than the other person. When they have a race, by the goyim, when they race, when they start, one of the competitors can immediately begin to outpace the competitor
after the gun is shot.
Right, that's how they start the race. They shoot the gun, and they begin to run. So here in the Mishnah it says the first opportunity you had to win, the first opportunity you had to win was only after everyone began to run. It's a very fascinating concept. When you have a race, the race begins after you're already in motion. In the Goyish world, the race begins immediately. Everyone, the race begins from the very, very first second.
And where is he?
Here, no, everyone has to run together. First, it has to be a tekufa where no one is taking advantage of someone else. Everyone is running, so you're already in motion. You're in motion, you're all warmed up. Yeah. And everyone is running bidyuk together. And you're ready in motion.
You have that in a horse race. You have that in an auto race.
You do have that?
Sure. They have the first lap where everybody's moving. And then they
okay.
take off.
Here?
Horses also.
You hear by a horse racing in cars.
That's the tacklist.
Okay.
And then they run.
So that
what's
concept,
the reason why?
Because I guess because it's not healthy, it's not.
I
guess it's not healthy. You have to, when you have a race, you have to first be in motion. It's part, you have to be in motion. Then when you're in motion, okay. Now show your stuff. Now get ahead. So the first 4 amos is where it's a warm up. Is where you go together. So
that's what the Gemara is saying.
And
here?
Then yeah, and then oh, then you go. You begin
so
to race.
You know how they took it from us.
Absolutely. So therefore, that's what our Papa says. Treat the amos that the arrow loy rotzen. Why loy? Because it is rotzen va'olim ba'keves. That only on the ramp is the race. Vay further. Chamaisa, the first 4 amos of the ramp also. Is also nami loy because it says rotzin v'oil makeves tanan, and then it says what?
Then it says
kevesh with a shin.
Kevesh. Then it says
the hodar kol koydim es chaver.
How do you see from that?
The order it says the first run, and then after you, once you're running, that's when it says one of them goes before the other person.
Oh.
Now the beni nami loy. What about the next part? What about beni liver arbamis besoich shloish?
Beni.
To select 4 amos within the 32 amos, nami loy the loy mesayma milsa. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean in the middle? He explains here, to designate four amas within the 30 amas, 32 amas, shalakavesh, nami loy loy, deboro bezeh mishnah, mishum deloy mesayim milosar, sh'arba amas elu enam mistumonas.
He says,
in other words, where the race ends.
32
end?
Amas is what? Where, was the width of the ramp?
No, the width of the ramp.
What was 32? Rashi says 32.
The width was 32, not the length.
So Rashi's mentioning
no,
the width.
No, the length. Sorry, the length.
That's what I thought.
Right.
The length is 32.
So the question is, where did the race end? Now we're asking a question. Where did the race
after
end?
After four.
The race did not begin until the first four amas.
Correct.
And then it says where did the race end? Being that the Mishnah did not say, give a specified location of where the race ended, we have to assume it ended at the very end.
Right.
And what's the very end? The last four amas.
Yeah.
That's what it means. The Benu.
Why the last four amas? Why?
Because since it then doesn't say where the race ends, if it doesn't say
so
where
why
the race
four
ends,
amas?
We have to.
Why
we
not
have
two
to,
or three amas?
No, because the Mishnah itself, because if you go to the top of the rim, you can go into the fire. If you're going to end the race at the very top of the Mizbeach...
So why not one amma before you end the race?
It's not enough. It's too short of a distance. It's to go into the fire. Wow. On the Mizbeach, there's fire. You have to stop before you go to the Mizbeach.
Right, right.
So, and since it says within Dalit Amos,
yeah.
Which Dalit Amos? Which Dalit Amos is the end of the race? Being that the Mishnah did not specify where the race ends, we have a right to assume that it means the very and the last Dalit Amos of the end of the race.
I see.
Of the end of the race. The Beini... Ubeini, okay. So we learn over here. At least hopefully come over here. The Beini, Ubeini, not Loi. Okay. I have to be my brother, I'll take it, 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 I'll take